wonder if you would turn with me, please, to the 17th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them unto an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And a verse in the second epistle of Peter. 2nd Epistle of Peter and verse 1. Sorry, chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I don't wish to spend a great deal of time, but rather just to give us a little impression of how one man followed the Lord faithfully in the midst of circumstances that were terrible. Here was a man, Peter, a man just like ourselves, a failing man, a man who could make mistakes, a man who could misspeak, a man who was able to follow the Lord and yet many times make a mistake. And I think that's probably a good picture of me, and I am sure that each of us can have said, I've made a mistake. But here is Peter. What is it that has kept him motivated all these years? What is it that has driven him day by day, year by year, throughout his service after the Lord said, feed my lambs? What was it that kept him going? Midst of adversity, the midst of difficulty. It was that vision on the mountain. That's what had him absolutely attracted, convinced, the word from the Father. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. What did he see? He saw the brightness of the glory. He saw the brightness of the blessed Lord himself, completely white in all his purity, in all his beauty, in all his majesty. That's what it says. The majesty of his person, the glory of his person. Are we familiar with this king? We live in his kingdom. We're part of his kingdom. Are we? Do we own it? He is my king. Yes, he's my Lord. But I'm in a kingdom. I'm here in the world as part of the kingdom. I have a responsibility to a king, to represent that king, his ambassador. It is more than lordship. It is owning him as my king and being subject as his citizen here in this world, as well as owning him as Lord, as well as accepting him as head. This kingdom is something that extends throughout time and right into the end of time, the everlasting kingdom. Oh, what a place we have. What a responsibility we have. But what resource we have. Here it is. We don't need to go far. It's in a few words. This man, this glorious man, this man who captivated Peter's heart, has he captivated us? Are we so taken up with the blessed Lord and his beauty, his grace, his love, his kindness, and his glory? That which shines out the displayed excellences of this man who he saw talking about his decease, which he must accomplish in Jerusalem. Oh, let us be like Peter. I don't mean his failure, but be like Peter and see him on the mountain. See him as he is, the glorified man at the right hand of the majesty on high. My Jesus, with the marks in his hands, the display of his love. It's there for us to see. It's there for us to be occupied with, as well as to see all his glories. We've been looking at some of them as we've looked at the glories of the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel. But here he is, the King. The glory of this King. Let us ponder this man. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Are we well pleased with Jesus? Is he my all?